I see that a lot of you. You are coming to my DM. You are asking me, what's the meaning of Fellows Navdak? I don't know. That is how I want to be greeted. So yes, Fellows Navdak again, once again. Bro, I just woke up and I'm sleep drunk, actually. I've been spinning in a circle since I woke up. I will go front, I will go back. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyways, what did I want to say? Yeah, I just wanted to say that thing. I used to say it all the time, right? But today, I just want to say it again because why the fuck was I spinning in a circle when this is something I've been doing for months now, like maybe like 9-10 months now. Anyway, I just wanted to say that thing. I want to come down. I'm not doing adult today again. I used to say it all the time. People used to can play. I'm not doing it again. Do you know that yesterday at work, I was feeling so overwhelmed. I had to go to the toilet and do. Like breathing and breathe out because I was feeling so freaking overwhelmed. Ah, God, I better go. I should do career change. I'm a fine girl. I wish my markets will say hello. God, I beg. I don't want to be a mechanic. I want to be a bowler. See, I'm even playing. Time is going. I'm going. That's the crazy part. I can't even play in peace. Time would go. I'll be late. Somebody cannot even play. You can't even relax. If I don't sleep by 9, I will wake up fucked up the next morning. If I sleep by 8, I will still wake up fucked up. Because I slept by 8 last night and I still woke up this morning confused as fuck. Anyway, I think we can give you now updates. I don't tire. Okay. See you, people. I will update this again when I have the urge, but I already have topic at hand. So I will get into it when I have time. Like I got home early yesterday. I could have done it, but I was tired. I say that I was tired. I was exhausted. That is the best explanation. The jacket I wear, she's soaking in sweat. The dress, don't get me started on the dress. Her color is gray. She was wet. You could see that she was wet. I don't know. The heat is crazy. So I think we now have to start adjusting our clothing to like airy clothes, you know. Time I've go, eh? You didn't whine. Flicks. See you people later. I need to brush my mouth.
Hello, hi, Fellows Navdak. I'm gonna be right back. I need to know that this thing is sounding proper, you know? Hold on.
I'm back. This is another position. I want to know if this one is better. Okay? I'm coming. Yeah, this is a much better position. Okay, like I was saying before, I start to find position. Fellows Navdak, to you and yours. By December, my greeting is going to be fucking valid. So all of you that are coming to my DMs, ask me. I don't care the shit. That is what I want to greet. Fellows Navdak. If you are not careful, I'll say Felix Navdak. Felix. I didn't know. Felix. Anyway, Fellows Navdak. How are you? Today is Saturday and I'm taking down those fugly braids on my head. Well, they're not fugly actually. They're like really cute braids, but you know, natural hair is like very rude, so it already looks very ugly. So I'm taking it down and I'm going to be carrying my natural hair until I know what next to do with it, you know. I might even carry it all back to work. Don't dare me, don't try me. I'm a pretty girl, I'm a style. Any style I brought forward. People are going to think that, who is this outbound direct go? Who is this boring girl? She's fine. I want to marry her. Anyway, that's not why I'm here. So today is Saturday, and for the first time in a very long time, I decided to stay in my house and not go anywhere today. I just wanted to be at home on my own, and I can say that it has been very, very nice. It has been a very nice feeling. I think I'm going to be doing more of this actually. And you know, I just finished watching one film on Netflix, The Groot. Well, I said I was going to say, Google the meaning of the film, but I didn't remember before I started recording this thing. Who the fuck is making? What is this? If your hinge of your car, the joint of your car is faulty, you go and fix it. Why is it making noise as you are rolling into the street? Shengbowe. Are you hearing the mad goats? As if there's no phone that you can use to call your family members to come out and put the gate. Anyway, so like I was saying, today is Saturday and I'm already angry that tomorrow is Sunday, which means that Monday is near again. Anyways, like I said, I already had a topic, but yesterday while I was at work, another thing came up, but I've not prepared. I was supposed to prepare for it as I was, you know, as I was doing that, but I was very busy at work yesterday, so I could not do work that was not work yesterday. Anyways, I'll still catch up with it during the week and probably do that very soon. Anyways, welcome. I hope your week went well. Mine was just very chaotic, but I mean, I'm glad I survived. And is this sequel? Yes, sequel to my last episode. A very fine girl called Eniola came to my DM and she shared like a really, really useful piece of advice. She said to look at each day as a victory. So in the night, you mentally know to yourself, or you can just say it out loud, like, I'm proud of you, you did this, you survived the day. And then tomorrow with the same outlook again, that each day is each day you survive, each day you go through is like a victory. It's a personal victory that, oh look, I survived this day, I can survive the next one as well. So instead of lumping everything into the, oh, I survived the years, every day should be like a point of victory for you. I mean, she said something along those lines, I can't remember, but I know that it's something along those lines, like look at each day that you go through as a personal victory. That being said, I don't want this to be a very serious episode because I'm loosening my hair and I'm almost done actually, but I'll be here till like I finish and I've detangled most of the hair, so yeah. Anyways, I said that I was going to, I don't like this thing, I don't like it. Every time I listen to my episodes, I hear it and I'm always irritated because mouth sounds actually irritates me, so imagine I'm irritating myself. Anyways, I tend to ramble a lot, sorry. So for fun, yeah, I'm just going to be telling you the types of people to avoid this Christmas. I have a feeling that this Christmas is going to be something that Sapa is going to feature a lot in it. Because me, next year, January, there are 5 Mondays. Are you hearing? If you are working, let me warn you now. Let me tell you, in case you are not looking at the calendar, there are 5 working Mondays. Well, I think first of January is it a Sunday or a Saturday? But there are 5 Mondays in January. January is going to be long as fuck. 30 days of September, April, June, and November, the rest are 31. January has 31 days. So, malo over celebrate. Malo over spend. Malo over do savings of current, lower POS. If not, I don't know how to like. I'm telling you now, you will suffer. If you're gonna spend your money too much, you will suffer. So, like me now, the back of my mind, my full chest, somewhere in my mind, there's one issue that's telling me that I should go for Wizkid's concert. That's 30,000 naira. And the very reasonable girl in me is telling me that, are you crazy? Do I have money? You that Sapa want to finish here. You want to buy 30,000 naira tickets. You want to buy 30,000 naira tickets.
So go and make noise, and you might not end up staying there for up to 2 to 3 hours. Anyway, Sha, I don't know. I've not sat down to have the discussion with myself that which concert I want to go to. But I've been seeing a few tickets, and I've been sending them to my friends so that, you know, somebody would ginger me to buy maybe one. I think I saw one 7K. I think I saw the other one 5K. So I want to attend at least like 2 concerts, you know, so that at least when January comes, I won't be feeling like I didn't even enjoy my December at all. But at the same time, I want to do that like wisely because January. I'm saying it now, especially for those of us that just started working this year. January is always long ago. January, see, even before me, I started working, I always knew. Because my mother used to complain that time, that this January is long. They are not calling salary. They are not kidding. January is long ago. Let him who have hear what Kimo is saying now. Let him hear what Kimo is saying. Okay? January is fucking long. Anyways, what does I want to see? Jerry, I said that people to avoid this Christmas. Personally, yeah, I'm not gonna be posting my Christmas outing. I'm not posting them in Christmas time. Honey, you want no DM me? You are not going to enter my DM and told me that mama di mama, you are rich, you have money. Why am I okay now? I didn't know people used to do this. I didn't know girls used to do this thing to girls until I started working. I borrowed somebody money till now. I think she borrowed the money. Is it much? She have no return the money. You can't imagine. Like, just imagine. Like, she has not returned that money. Like, she just assumed that I didn't need the money. Bro, if it is 1,000 naira or if it's 2,000 naira, I didn't care the fucking shit. You borrowed the money. If you told me that Hikmoto, give me 1K, how will now look at my wallet? How will look at my accounts? Can I avoid to give you 1K? I can't, right? Okay, I will give you the 1K. But if I cannot avoid it, I'm told you I can't avoid it. But you will not come, you will tell me borrow, and you won't return my money. Why? Is that if that's how other people are doing, that they are borrowing money and they're not returning it, will you see more money to borrow in my hand? Anyway, the good part of this borrowing money and not returning is they don't burn your baba kwe to come and meet me again that I should borrow you another one. Because have you paid the one that you borrowed before? No. So in fact, you can hold on to the money, just hold on to it, don't return my money again, hold on to it so you will not come and meet me for another one. Yeah, that's another scope. If they borrow from you, they won't be able to come back again because they know they are still owing you. Some people are shameless, so you just tell them the other one you are not returning, you use that one. Sense don't used to finish in the world, will not look for it in heaven. Ogbon Kintoluni, what's it in Yura? Since doing is to finish on earth, we will now say we are going to heaven to look for it. That's Alora Merami, point of no return. Anyway, excuse me. I woke up this morning very, very, sorry, I have to do this off recording. And Jerry, I'm back. So, I was having like, a little blockage in my airways, that's why I had to go off the air, and it was beginning to, you know, affect my voice as well. Anyways, I'm back. So like I was saying, I want to share a few tips to surviving December and having like a nice January as well. Like I said, for the first, I'm not going to be posting, number one, I'm not going to be posting my outings or my flexings this December. Like, nope, you're not gonna see that. You're not gonna see it. Because you're not gonna come to my DM because of that and think that I have money. I don't have money. Please, myself, I'm saving. I want to buy a house. I'm not too young to buy a house. Myself, I want to buy a house. So, folks, I didn't have money. I'm not gonna be posting. Hey, you see that January? I'm not start doing throwback to a late December. Throwback to a late December. Throwback to when Santa visited Christmas. Throwback. To, that is the best way to handle Christmas, because see, you will just, and you know it's Christmas, you'll just be feeling very festive, you'll be sharing money before you know it. Account that it warming, your accounts have sink, it have drowned, it have capsized in other waters. Number two, there are some people that they do normally surface during Christmas, and you know they are gonna come this year, and they are gonna be, their shoulder pad is going to be higher than normal because they have spending power more than us. And these are the people that we call the I just got back, aka Hi JGB. Yo, Hi JGB. I just got back. Yo, I'm like, but I just got back. I just got back from the UK. I just got back from the US. You know, over there in the UK, we don't. What was the problem? Everywhere there's recession. Everywhere. Don't come up doing that over there in the UK. We didn't used to flex, okay? Now, what I'm telling you to avoid the I just go back to please that. They are going to come, right? Because, you know, Uro have value more than Naira now. So if they share Uro, is it pounds or Uro? I think I'm not very current in the world. I think it's pounds, yes. Now that's Mama Charlie's money. When they convert the money, they're gonna have a lot of spending power because, you know, the Naira is really low right now. I mean, it's doing fine now, but, you know, when they convert it, it's gonna be, wait, I'm supposed to be doing UK accent, not US accent. Hold on. It's been long that I'm watching British movie. How the British people don't really talk. I forget too. Anyway, let me just do my normal talking. So like I was saying, when they convert the money now, it's going to have higher value. So they are coming to use bread to tiff our stew. When they will give you, they will just give you like, does pounds have five? I don't know. I swear, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the money. What? See, I don't know. I have problem. My problem is big year, over year. So what about my business is the currency of another country? If they give you foreign notes, shall you be thinking that it's big money? When you convert it now, that's when you... Well, it will be big money, shall. But my point is, don't let them use money to entice you this Christmas. And see, all this I just got back, boys. When they get back there, they're not going to reply again. They will ghost you. So you, if you like, you can move with them, right? Move with them, oh, it's okay. No, I'm not saying you should ostracize them. They don't have leprosy, oh. You can move with them, oh, but yeah, you should move with brain, shall. Because if you're gonna fall in love with her, just go back here on your own. I know that Christmas time is always fun, from one concert to one restaurant to one person's house to one Christmas party. You guys can be a very nice time. Don't go and fall in love, oh. So don't go and fall in love with her, just go back, oh. Because by January 1st, they have to go back to their house. So that is another thing I want to warn you about. Also, number two. How they are going out, how they are going to concert, how they are just, you know, stepping out to see you are going to concert and whatnot. Please always endeavor, aspire to Maguire to always have an ID in your bag, in your wallet. Always have an ID, please. I beg of you. Also, be like me. I'm sharing location with my brother in the US, and I'm also sharing location with one of my brothers here in Nigeria. So, should in case the one in Nigeria did not see Nepal, Nepal did not bring life for him to charge his phone, at least the one in the US will be able to see where I am. So if they want to kidnap me, except if they throw my phone in the lagoon, that is when they won't see me. But if my phone is still on me, my location is on, they can tell where I am. Did you get? So like this Christmas, you need to be extra safe, you need to be extra careful. I mean, Christmas is like a fun time, but wild Nigerians, we're not going to pretend like the country is not always very crazy in December. Do you understand? So please, honey, burden law will not follow the end of the year and go. All of us, we enter next year, because me, I'm going to come on here and I'm going to scream, Feliz Navidad, welcome to 2023. Bro, but guys, you guys, we're getting old, sha. We're getting old. 2023, wow, 24, Jesus. Anyway, yeah, like I said, always have an ID and, yeah, always have like a card that has money in it. In as much as you might not want to take your card out so you don't overspend, please always have a card, because you don't know what the card will do. And I'm saying this in regards to police officers, because please, let's not pretend they are crazy, and December is like a time for them to even be crazier. So please be careful while you're moving around. And if you're on the island and it's like 12, please just stay on the island there. Don't bother coming to the mainland, because we're not just going to pretend like Lagos is the safest place. It is not. In fact, the things, the horrors that go on in Lagos, it's only God that actually knows. Because
there are lots of things that happen in Lagos that we don't know about. So please, by all means, endeavor to be safe. Please stay safe. Christmas is a once in a year ceremony. There's going to be other Christmases. Don't overextend yourself for one Christmas when you are going to have like 60 more or 70 more. So please, I beg, stay safe this Christmas period. Hustle, finally, hustle. When you go for house party, if you know that you're a lightweight like me, now I need to drink outside. Oh, there is nothing you can told me. I'm not gonna drink that drink. I might take a sip, but I'm not gonna drink, because if I drink, I used to feel sleepy. Bad combination. Will I be sleeping in your house party? And in Lagos, they don't have shame. They don't understand the concept of consent. So please, ladies, please go to parties with people you trust. And if you know that you can't handle alcohol properly, please don't drink more than you can handle. It's Christmas time. It's not that maybe later in March we'll not be hearing it was December of 2022. We went for a house party and we'll edge. Anyway, I don't need to comment on all those kind of things on Twitter, so you're not gonna catch me there. I'm just gonna be there watching, like, oh, okay. Of course, it's always the what's the name of those, what days to call those children, sir? Anyways, you get my point. Like, just be safe, like, be safe. And when you go for parties, please always keep an eye on your drink, even when you're holding it. Don't look away, cover your drink and move around. I don't know if I ever talked about it, but one time I went to South with my friends. That was the one time I even went. Funny enough, South is not even far from my office. But like, I didn't enjoy it because it was really full and I could not even move properly, like dance properly. I was just irritated. Eventually, like, I left. When I went there, I posted on my story. Like, I posted around, was it 8 that we left the hotel? And then by 10:30 I was back in the room because I was over and done with it. My two of my other friends, they stayed back while me and another person, we went back to the hotel because I couldn't deal. It was too full. I couldn't even enjoy my drink in peace. I just gulped everything down. Thankfully, it was just a lemon mojito or whatever. So I be lime. Boom, it was a citrus mojito. Sha. I just gulped it down and we bounced. We dipped immediately because it was so crowded. If somebody wanted to slip something in my drink, they could have easily. I wouldn't have known. It was so freaking crowded. Even if I saw that they slipped something, I can't tell who did. It was that crowded. Like, so yeah, please be careful. Be very, very careful. Lagos is like a very wild place. There's a lot of drugs in Lagos, social scenes of Lagos. So please, if you don't want to mess your life up, please be careful. Be watchful of what you ingest during this festive period, especially. I'm gonna say I did not want to finish. Oh, bro, my head is spinning me already. So what else would I even think about? Then, if you're traveling interstate, please do it during the day. I beg, even that during the day gone is one eye open that people are using to travel interstate these days. So, please, generally, the word of this episode is just be safe during this Christmas period, festive season. A lot of things used to happen, so please, I beg. I didn't want to do he was such a good person, she was such a good person. I beg, I need to go issue. Wants to do the battle of the Satan. So clicks, just be safe, I beg. Like, I know everybody's always cautious, but like, be extra cautious. I don't know, December is always very chaotic, so please don't be caught up in the chaos. Hold yourself down for your family and for yourself. So please. And also, no gonna get belay. No gonna get belay. Don't go and get pregnant. Don't go get belay. Don't go and have pregnant. No go get belay. You guys, I think I should start singing. No go get belay. No gonna get pregnant though. My lord, because they have finished all the period. Well, ovulation will eat you like a bastard. Oh, no more. But I'm cash pregnant. Oh, no more. You will know when you will fell pregnant. So, quick, I beg you. Look at me. I didn't know how this do abortion. So, quick. I beg of you. Don't go get pregnant. Don't go.
See, the word of today's episode, the take home is don't get carried away. Christmas, my love. January, Lomaku. I don't know why I'm just laughing. I'm like, Christmas, my love. January, Lomaku. January, yeah, resumption to work. Like, January, Lomaku. Christmas, my love. Okay? So, please, don't lose yourself in the midst of the Christmas. Don't be carried away by the Christmas. Christmas is a very, very cunning something. And I miss the time when Christmas was all just about Santa Claus and end of the year party, a Christmas air, a Christmas party. And that's true. Ah, my mom's side of the family, we used to do Christmas party. Ah, yay! See, I'm already getting excited, but you know, that is valid family Christmas excitement. I don't think there's always alcohol. Nah, there's never alcohol. My mom's side of the family, they are Baptist children. Their daddy was a reverend, so they normally do like. Oh, I didn't want to talk more. Sha. Anyways, yeah, so please just be very responsible. Drink responsibly. Let me try that for my mascom voice. Drink. I'm very disgraceful. Drink responsibly. Please drink responsibly, open your eyes, shine your eye, give it by like fish. Don't let them thieve your money, don't let them rob you, don't let them deceive you and obtain money in your ends. Okay, that being said, this hair has not finished on my head. I'm tired though. Ha. Omo, you guys, exclusive. The Christmas episode has finished, but let me give you people exclusive. I see why people used to date married men. Oh, these people, they used to, they know how to apply pressure. Hey, I never see you, ha, married men, eh? Especially on that island. My goodness, guy. And I mean, I'm not like, why did you now marry? Like, if you know that the shino is in your body, like, why did you marry? So this past week, right, I've had an encounter. Like, I won't say encounter. I've just been in close circles with a very married person. Do you get? And I don't want to name names or like give scenarios, because the world has ears and this is a podcast. Anyways, so this person, right, he's newly married, and whenever we're like together, there's always a lot of tension, and I'm like, this is not, it's not tension from me, don't get it wrong, it's not tension from me, okay? I'm the very responsible and respectable young lady. I will not go after the man of another woman, especially that have ring. The man that doesn't have ring safe, I don't want. Do you understand? Not talk of the one that has ring, that everybody knows that this person has ring. So, you know, every time, oh, and funny enough, it's not like while alone in the room or something. No, this person is probably just giving me a ride somewhere or something. And anyway, I'm just saying it so that it's not be as if I'm dating a married. I'm not dating a married man, and I don't think I ever will. I don't think I can even do that, because you are married. So why are you feeling like you're not married? But I'm just saying that these people are very good at the game. Like, the game is the game for them. Because I think the why most of them actually like try to date or like cheat is because it's just the thrill of doing what you're not supposed to do. You know, as kids, we used to like doing that thing that people would say, don't do it, don't do it. That's what you want to do. So there's always a thrill, and I think it's a satanic. When you look at it as an adult, it's a Satan. The Satan, he is pushing you to jeopardize your life, you know? That time, they'll be telling you, don't touch lantern, don't touch lantern, don't touch. You go and put your hand there because you need to get what your ear is sellotaped to the ground. You go and put your hand and you will touch the lantern, it will burn your hand. And that's how the devil is to push you. He will be pushing you, spoil your life, destroy your life. Look at that girl Zikebe. It's not like your wife Zikebe. Destroy your life. Touch a bonbon. Send her money. Invite her on a date. That's the devil. Yeah, that's the devil. He wants you to spoil your life so that you will now come back and say, God has forsaken me. God, what watch me ruin my life. Anyway, Sha, I just think I should tell you people, be careful, married men. Ah, very, very, ah.
This person, I was very aware that this person was subtly or just, I'm not a child, do you understand? So I know when somebody's making subtle moves, they are trying to see if you will grab the bone. Do you get, like, if you are dangling a bone in front of a dog, you want to see if the dog will make a move for the bone, right? Before you now come out in full and say, okay, I take the bone. That's what this person is trying to do, but me, I'm all gone, so dick. You start avoiding the person, you know, because you're not gonna stop me, Loruka. You're not going to make people start calling me names that is not my name. Name that they did not give me on my audio sooner. It's not me, are you? You're not going to make them call me names that is not mine. Especially in the scenario that I know this person from. That I've even be please. A good name is better than gold and diamond and silver. Although, me, I'm not gonna lie, you. Okay, let me just keep quiet. I was going to say, although, if this person wants to get me a place, I didn't mind, though. I will shop your money and I will run away. And if they say, I get me gift, though, I don't understand. Why is telling me that it's not a gift? It's the one that says it's a gift. Ah, girls are crazy. Hi. Anyways, I just want to make a give you an update to avoid married men, because once you are in that place, you will never ever say anything wrong with it. And even if you break up with the one that you started dating, you will still find another one, because there are plenty. There are plenty that are willing to step out of their marriage for a bit of fun. Like they used to say, is it rice you eat for the rest of your life? Sometimes you eat pounded, and that analogy just makes me very sick, but that's what they say. And I don't know, it's sad, but that's the reality of married men, especially those ones in Lagos. I don't know about Abuja people, but one day we'll find out. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. God bless. Have a good weekend. Have a great weekend. And have a great week. It's a really nice day. I don't know what's wrong with me. I really don't know. But I'm in a good space. I'm always usually in a good space when I'm on the mainland, because nobody's giving me drama that is not necessary for my life. So yeah. And I was even very happy to be doing my work. Like, my work laptop is with me. And this morning I had my bath, I did my skincare, and I sat down at the brought up my work laptop. I was so surprised. Like, young woman, you have ethics, responsible girl. She work for her money. She work. You guys, sometimes I'm always tempted to, like, just record myself when I'm just making a mockery or, like, just whining myself in general. Like, oh girl, bad girl. But it's serious. We're not on the laptop Saturday morning. Work from home, yeah. God, I said, like, there's nobody that can tease me as much as I tease myself in this life. I don't think so. There's nobody. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to me. And like I said, the word for this episode is be careful in December. Shine your eye. Please don't be carried away by the festivities. Shine your eye. December, my love. December we go. January, Lomaku. January is gonna be next in line. Okay. To have yourself a lovely weekend, to have yourself a lovely week, and remember to treat each day as a personal victory, each day that you lived as a personal victory. I will catch you in my next episode. Till then, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.